Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basadav Kuflam Tes. We get a bond Kuflam and Chesim Abayz Bada Bama to Page Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Ha'av Tole Shomeichel Lechol Misha Yirtze. So this is discussing other dinim of the father gives his property to his son, but he holds on to the Paris until he dies. The father can go and detach. He can be Tole the stuff and give it to whoever he wants as long as he's still alive. Masha Niach Tolosh, and that which he leaves detached when he dies, Harir Shal Yarshim, that goes to the Yarshim. Maybe it goes to the ones. He's Yarshim. This stuff is not included in the gift that was given to the son, even if it's in the field at the time when he dies. So therefore, it's considered inherited by all of the Yarshim. Talush in Mechuber Lo. It sounds like it's saying that it's only if it's Talush, then it belongs to all of them. Mechuber Lo, but it's still attached itself, then it doesn't belong to all of them, and only to the one who gave them a Tana. Beep, turn the page. Kovlamates. Ve'ha-tanya. Affected by, but we have a Braisa which says about a case about a son who sold the property, and then his father died, right? So now he leaves, you know, stuff which is Talush, which is Mechuber. That what do we say? That shaminis amechubarin lalokeach. We assess the attached stuff for the buyer. The buyer doesn't just get it straight up. You have to assess it and see how much it's worth. He has to pay for it. But if the buyer who took the son's rights doesn't get the attached stuff, then the son wouldn't get it either, which goes against our mashmos of the Mishnah. Amarula lokasha kan by our Mishnah, which says that the attached stuff goes to the recipient, right, of the gift. That's Bibno, it's talking about when it's his son. Kan ba'acher, but the other one's talking about when it's acher, when it's somebody else. Hol v'daitu shal adam krova etzel. But no, since a person is, his father's closest to his son, and therefore he wants to be able to give that to him. But if it's somebody else, the father doesn't give over the attached stuff to him. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Hiniach banim gedolim ketalim. As a person goes and he dies and he leaves over older and younger sons. Rishbam says, but the low cost of the chasam, we're talking about what he didn't write out, whether it's the chasam are going to. Eni gedolim is parnas and al yidei ketanim. The older ones can't support themselves by the undivided estate, by the expense of the older one. Rishbam says, he's talking about getting clothing or things of the sort, right? Because older kids are going to get clothing and things like that. And velo ketanim, yizodim al gedolim, and the ketanim, they don't get sustained, you know, and they get food from the undivided thing at the expense of the older ones. They go and they split it, and only then they go and they work it out. The older ones got married, and they pay for their marriage with the funds of the undivided estate. When they end up getting married, they could do the same thing. They could take amount of money that he used in order for them to be able to get married. But if the younger ones say, we want to get married in the way that you got married, ain't shomen them, we don't listen to them. Says Rishbam, that is mashenasim lemaviem. Ain't shomen lehem, ela mashenasim lemaviem. Bechayim nasim hachim afarish lebegemara. That is that it's talking about if the older ones got married while the father was still alive, then it was his money, he could do whatever he wanted with it. The younger ones later, when their father dies, can't say we want to get married like you got married because no shaykhus. Now it's after his death. Whatever the father gave to him, he gave to him, and that's it. Nothing to discuss over here. Next part of the Mishnah. He lives over older and younger daughters. But we're talking about the case over here. It says, Rishbam, velo banim, not any sons. So older ones cannot support themselves at the expense of the younger ones. And the younger ones can't, you know, for the get fed at the expense of the older ones. They split it equally. If the older ones get married, they use the funds before they divide it. Ketanas also have the rights to take the same amount from the funds before it's divided. If Imam Ketanas, the younger ones say, Harry, I don't know, says Kederach, Shen, Esasa, Matem, we want to get married the way you did, ain't showing low, but let's do them the same case that we saw before that as well. The father was still alive. Says the Mishnah, Ze Chomer Bibanos, Mi Bibanim, this is what's more Chomer. This is a stringency which is stronger by the daughters than it is by the sons. Shabanos nizonos halabanim. The daughters are fed at the expense of the sons. Vinizonos halabanim, but they're not fed at the expense of the daughters. Zok da'al gemara hamarav hai gadol achei. The oldest brother that's left when the father dies, the lovish v'ikse mibeso, who clothes himself. He goes and he buys himself clothing by the funds of the undivided estate. My David of it, that which he did, he did. I know he doesn't have to pay back for the fact that he did such a thing. And says Gemara, "V'anan Tanah," but we said "Ein Gadol Mispanis Al Katan," that it can't be Mispanis Al Katanim. Says Gemara, "Masnisen B'Shircha." Mishnah is talking about someone who's a Shircha. Who's that? That's a Batlan. Says Rashbam, "Adam Batel She'ein Lahem Revach B'Davar." They're not really gaining by doing such a thing. The other kids are not gaining from the fact that he's doing it because the guy's a real Batlan. However, when we're talking about other brothers that are not Batlanim, it's good for them to look good. To have to deal with the estate. So, Shircha Pshita, right? If this guy's a batlan, of course he can't take more. So, why would you have to tell us that? No, my other team would have thought, Nichol Hudalo Ninvla, because it's good for them, for the guys that look like disgusting. Kamash Malan, no, we don't care. Sorry, you can't go and take money from the undivided thing for that. Next, Nasu Gedolim Yisu Gitanim. The other ones got married and they used from the undivided estate. The younger ones cost do the same thing. But then we said that we want to get married like you did, right? Then we don't listen to them. My kamar, what does that mean? We are explaining what it means, but then the Gemara asks, Amar Huda, Hachi kamar. Not so good, Omachem, he says, Aviyam, the older ones get married after the father died and used the money for the divided estate. Then Yishkatan, Omachem, he says, Aviyam, the same thing. If not so good, Machai Aviyam, they got married when the father was still alive. Vadim Katalam, Lachem, Mises, Aviyam, and the Kalam say, after the father is already passed, after he's died, Harayanu knows some Kadarshan and Sasamatel, we want to get married the same way that you got married. We want to use the money for undivided state to marry in the way that you did when your father was alive. Ain't showing you don't listen to them. Elamash, Nasan, Aviyam, Nasan, whatever the father gave them, the older ones, he gave them, and the younger ones don't get that amount. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Nich banos gedolos katanos, left of old younger daughters. Shalach le avua bar geniva lerava. Yilam deinu abenu. Teach us. Love sav achla. Let's say a woman, she borrowed money and she now spent the money, right? She ate it. It's not left over. We're going to see what we're talking about over here. It wasn't written in a shtar. She borrowed money and now she spent it. Ve'amda v'nisis. Then she got up and she got married. And now all the property she had go to the husband, says the Rashbam, v'chnisa kol nechosim l'bay l'kadach nesua, like regularly, balokeach havi, o yorish havi. Is the husband considered a lokeach, the baal, lokeach havi, is he a buyer, or is he considered yorish as an inheritor? Says the Rashbam, mi shavyo abana b'nechse ishto, bein b'chayeh, bein l'achar misa, kedin lokech, is either the din of someone who bought something or a din of yoresh. V'nafka mina l'chol dinim hachalukim b'mekab chirusha. There's a different dinim, whether it's a sale or it's an inheritance. K'anach l'kamon ha-shmet, like we're going to see right now. Says the Gemara. Do we say lokech havi is like a buyer, umilva alpeh, eno govim min alukuchos, and therefore, umilva alpeh, when she borrowed the money for the original guy before she got married, it was alpeh, and therefore you can't go and take from the buyers. You are going from the Yorishin over there, and therefore you can come and take it from the husband. First, because he can't, second, it's again. So he said, Tanina, we learned this in a Mishnah. Not so good, he's a good tatas. The older daughters get married, the young ones can get married. My life is talking about not so good, it's a Baal. If the older daughters married husbands that they use money from the undivided estate, he's a good tatas, be Baal, they can do the same thing from the undivided estate, and therefore the husband is considered like a Yorish of the wife's property. Says the Rashbam, Yisu ketanos mi baal, chelkam amagia, the chelk is coming to him, alma yorishav, it's considered like a Yerusha. And if it's like a Yerusha, then the third party, the one who she borrowed from, originally he can go and take it from her, from the husband. Says Gemara, lo, not a rat, because also gedolos labal, if the old one's married a husband, and they use the money for undivided estate, Yisu ketanos labal, the young ones can marry husbands using the equivalent amount from the undivided estate. So the Mishnah is not speaking about the question of whether the younger sisters can take back the property of their married sister. All it's saying is that they have the same rights as the older one, and they can go ahead and they can get married as well. So it's Gemara, Eini, is it really true that the Mishnah just means to say the younger daughters can marry for the funds of the undivided estate? V'atani Rav Chiya, Nasu gedolos labal, if the older daughters married a husband, Yisu ketanos mibal, then the younger daughters get married, they can, you know, from the husbands, they can collect the money from the husbands of their older sister. So we see that the property that's bought, that's brought by a wife into the marriage is, can be collected by the Balei Chov, and there's proof that the husband is like a Yorish of the property. Says Gemara, maybe it's not a rag, because Dilma Shiny Parnasa de Islay Kala. Maybe the financial support for marriage is different from a regular, you know, milva b'shtar, because it's known, people know about it. Therefore, even if a husband is like a buyer of his wife's property, the younger sister can collect from their older sister's husband of the for their marriage needs. Now we try to prove it somewhere else that actually the husband is considered a yoresh by his wife's stuff. Isn't this answer, this question, not something that Ravin sent in his letter? Mishaves, if someone dies, v'niach almano ubas, rachmano l'son, someone dies, leaves over a widow and a bas and a daughter. Almanaso nizones bin chasav, the widow is fed from his nechasav, his property. Nisei sabas, if the daughter gets married and the husband now takes control over that stuff, almanaso nizones bin chasav, then the widow is fed from the estate, mesa bas, but if the daughter died and the husband is now yoresh the estate, can the widow still keep getting from it? I want to back this up a little because I don't know if I said this right. Something's not making sense. Okay, somebody dies, he leaves over a widow and a daughter, and the widow gets fed from the estate, and the daughter gets married. The daughter gets married, the husband takes it, but the almana still gets fed from the estate. If the daughter dies, and now the husband is yoresh it from the daughter, there we go, can the widow still get from it? I'm Rav Yehuda ben Achoso. Shal Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina al yaddi hayamaisa, this happened by me, the amru, and the chacham said, al menasu nizonos menachasav, that the almana still gets fed from the estate, even in such a case, right? She gets from her husband's estate until she gets remarried, she gets the ksuba or the yorshim go to pay out the ksuba. Okay, so now, if you want to say that the husband is considered a yorish of his wife's stuff, that's why the father's widow is fed from the estate even after the daughter gets married. Then why would she still be taken care of at that point? You can't get from the husband's stuff once it's been sold to somebody else. Zakta Heilige, Heilige Gemara. Amar Abaye. Elav de Shalach Ravin. If Ravin hadn't sent the letter, Anan lo yadinan. Well, you think we wouldn't know that the husband's considered yorish? Right, so that was a rabbi that we see that we know this already, that the husband's in Yorish. But if not, we wouldn't have known. But now we have a Mishnah which is found in Bechoros. Elu hein she'en chozim b'yovel. These are the stuff that when a person buys, they don't go back to the owners at Yovel. Habechora, that is the firstborn's portion. If he goes in that doesn't go back in Yovel, the stuff that he gets. Beep, turn the page. Koflamatis, by Yorish's ishto, and somebody who inherits his wife. Now, the fact that the property that goes, that the husband is yoresh from his wife, doesn't go back to the family of Yovel, brings a raya that he is considered a yoresh. So you didn't even need Ravin's letter to go and do it. Amalei Rava, Rav says, no, v'hashta the shalach. Now that Ravin did send this letter, miyadina, do we know that a husband is still considered a yoresh, even with it? Hamar of Yosef Reb Chanina, be'usha eskina, they established in Usha, which is one of the places that had been moved by the time of the Beis HaMikdash when it was destroyed. That's Rishbam. Shagol says Sanhedrin l'sham kedepisa Rosh Hashanah. Is Aisha Shemachon nechsem alug b'chay baila. If a wife were to sell her nechsem alug during her husband's lifetime, nechsem alug is a property that she comes in with. He gets to have what's called the plucking property from it. He gets to take like the fruits from it, but the carrion remains hers. Umesa, and then she dies. Habal motzi me'ad al-kuchos. He can go take it from the al-kuchos, which clearly is showing that he is considered a buyer. Says Gemara, hold on. Ella, Amravashi, Baal, Shavu, Rabban, and Kiyorish. The Chachamim said the Baal is considered like an inheritor, a Yorish, Vishavu, Rabban, and Kalokeach. And right, so Rav Ashi says the husband is considered like a yorish, and the chachamim considered him like a lokeach, like a buyer. In each case, they treated him in the way that worked out for his best, and that is sometimes he's considered. Let's try it again. Baal shavur abanan kiyorish. Not a machlokas here. Sometimes the abanan considered him like a yorish, and somebody considered him like a lokeach, because everyone is going to work out best for him. Gaba Yovel, in reference to Yovel, Shavu Abanan Kiyorish, he's like an inheritor. We shouldn't say that today because of the loss that he would get if he's considered like a buyer, right? If he's considered like a buyer of his wife's property, then he would have to give it back in Yovel. Therefore, we consider him like an inheritor. Gaba to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in the case of the Nechsei Malug, Shavu Abanan, Kelokech, he's like a buyer, Mishum said that so he shouldn't lose out. The Gabe de Ravin, but in reference to the case of Ravin, Mishum said that the Almana, because of the loss, the widow would lose out if the husband is considered a buyer. Therefore, Shavur Rabbanik Yorish, he considered them like a Yorish, like a inheritor. So it comes out from that last point that the husband's not given what's necessarily what's best for him if someone else is going to lose out. V'hagabi de Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, the Ikab say the Lukuchos, where the Lukuchos are going to buy, the loser, the buyers are going to lose out. Shavur Rabbanik Lokech, and the Chama considered like a buyer. Why aren't we worried about the loss of the ones who are the buyers, the Lukuchos? They brought that loss upon themselves. Kevin the Ikabal, because since there's a husband over here, they shouldn't have behaved like they did. Lo Iboy Lahu, Lamizban the Mitsa Diasfe to Sigava. They shouldn't have brought stuff, property from a woman who is living with her husband, Hadrin Aloch Yesh Nochle. Oh, Mazel Tov, what a parak this eighth parak was. Oh my goodness, this is a long one. Let's take it back to the very, very beginning of the parak and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. What do we start off over there? Pardon, Kuf Ches, all the way back to Kuf Ches. Okay, another Yotze of Hadron Alach. Let us continue on now into the ninth parak of the Heilige, Heilige Bav Basra. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, the brand new Mishnah. Misha Meis V'Nich Banim Banim. Someone goes and he dies and he leaves over sons and daughters. And these we're talking about over here, they are not married, as we shall see. So this person dies and leaves sons and unmarried daughters. Bizman Shanachasim Merubim, when the property is a lot, there's a lot there that Habanim Yirshu Habanim Yizanu. The sons inherit it and the daughters get supported by this, they get supported by it. Nechasim Uatim, there's only very few property in the Habanim Yizanu, then the daughters actually inherit. Habanim Yishalo Psachim, then the boys, they go around, they're begging on the doors. It says, Rishman, Yachsu Al Psachim, they go and they knock on doors because that's what normal to do. Admon Oma, they say, Bishvil Shani Zacher, if Saturday, what, because I'm a man, I should lose out? Like, what's going on over here? Says the Rishman, Bitamio, but Gemara Mefarsh, my Ka'amar, Elalo, Ifsid, and Yizon, and Yachad. Gemara is going to explain what exactly he's saying, right? He's saying when there's very little left, the sons don't go begging, but are supported with the daughter's thing until the daughter until they actually finish it off. We'll get to that. Amar Rav Gamliel. Gamliel says, "Roa ani as every Admon, I see the words of Admon that he is correcto." Okay, says the Gemara. V'kama merubin. What does that mean, merubin? When it says that there's a lot, Amar Rav Yudam Rav Kadesh Yizona Meham Elu VeElu Shnei Besar Chodesh, enough that the sons and the daughters can be supported from it for 12 months. Kiyam Misa Gabe the Shmuel. I said in front of Shmuel Amruzu Divrei Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi. He said that what you said is Rabbi Gamliel. V'chamam they say Kadesh Yizona Meham Elu VeElu Ad Sheyivgaru Yivgaru, enough that the sons and daughters can be supported until the daughters become bogaris, and then they become 12 and a half. It's my name, Kiasa Rav, and I'm Rabbi Yochanan. From Allah, I'm Rabbi Chana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol shi zonu mehen, e'elu ve'elu achi yibgeru, hen merubin, pachos mikan, harri e'elu melot mu'atan. Less than that is considered mu'at. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.